KJAN Sports.
Time for Checkup Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, state cross country season will come to a close for athletes in classes 4A and 3A today, as those classes will hold their cross country meets in Fort Dodge. The class 4A girls meet will get underway first at 10:30 this morning. That'll be followed by the class 4A boys race. Aiden Booten of Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln and Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central will participate in that race. This afternoon, it'll be class 3A. The girls will take the turf first at 3:30. Glenwood and Harlan will be participating in their team races, with Taylor McCready of Atlantic, Braylon Baker of Creston, and Paige Davis of Creston also participating individually. Class 3A boys gets underway at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Glenwood will have their team in the race. Also individually, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic, Zane Berg of Atlantic, Clayton Stafford of Creston, Trey Gross of Harlan, and Michael Potterbaum of Kemper Catholic are among the area runners who will be participating in that championship race. The boys and girls 1A and 2A championships will be held tomorrow in Fort Dodge. Well, the Corner Conference announced its all-conference volleyball picks for this year. Here are the first team selections. Stanton has Tara Peterson and Brooklyn Adams on the first team, along with Marley Johnson and Jenna Stevens. For East Mills, Emily Williams and Rachel Drake are joined by Maya Urban as first team selections. Also, Sydney's Paige Smith and Kenna Howard from Fremont Mills are among the first team selections this year. Second team picks include Anna Kelly and Kalani Tini of Griswold. They were both named to the second team. Other second teamers include Harley Spurlock of Sydney, Kaylin Driscoll of Fremont Mills, Kaylor Horgdahl of East Mills, Nicole Voorhees of Stanton, and Caden Payne of Sydney, along with Randy Knopp of East Mills. Among the honorable mention selections, Lydia Griman of Griswold was selected as an honorable mention pick. Pride of Iowa Conference also announced its all-conference volleyball selections yesterday. Among the first team selections were setter Lexi Shike of Nottoway Valley. Also, her teammates, a couple of hitters, Corinne Bond and Maddox DeVault, were first team selections. TJ Stokes of Lennox also on the first team. Among the second team picks include Bedford's Macy Seffert, also Jordan England of Lennox, Darcy Davis of Bedford, and Mara Larson of Southwest Valley. Also on the second team, Cassidy Nelson of Lennox. Honorable mention picks included Kennedy Weed of Bedford, Nottoway Valley's Natalie Yonker, Lauren Christensen of Lennox, and Nora Lund of Southwest Valley. They were among the all-conference picks in the Pride of Iowa this year. Well, the Atlantic Trojans football team hits the road to State Center for a face-off tonight against the West Marshall Trojans in a Class 2A third-round playoff matchup. Atlantic is coming off a second-round win over Des Moines Christian 21-0, while West Marshall defeated Centerville 60-0 in their second-round contest. West Marshall has a run-heavy offense led by 1,587 yards from tailback Preston Pope. West Marshall has some size up front to clear the path for Pope, and Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said his team will need to play tough to stop that run game.
They're run heavy, and the Pope kid does a nice job of finding some holes, and then if he doesn't have a hole, he's going to try to run you over. So we're going to have to take him on low. They do a nice job of spreading the ball around between their fullback and tailback and trying to get the ball outside and inside. So they're going to pick and choose where they think they can be successful, and it's just going to take another team defensive effort for us to slow them down.
West Marshall also has quite a bit of playoff experience, back from a team that was knocked out in the round of 16 the past two seasons. West Marshall head coach Cody Hackett said his team wants more this year.
We really played very well last Friday night in all three phases of the game, of offense, defense, and special teams. And, our guys, they have goals in mind, and they want to continue to reach those. We've been in playoffs the last 2 years. And we've been out in the round of 16, the first round. So, they're ready to move further than that. And they have some goals, and they know that, they got to go out and perform.
Well, the key for Atlantic is a stout defense with some balance on offense. Atlantic has posted 5 straight shutouts to end the season, and Coach McDermott says they expect that defense to rise to the occasion.
It's been the way all year, great team defense, and that is just it. Is we have 11 guys out there that, just do their job for each other, and that's what you need out of a defense. We don't have anybody that's real high profile, but when our guys play together, everybody gets in the mix.
West Marshall runs a base 3-5 defense with linebackers moving around the field to match up. Coach Hackett said Atlantic poses some challenges with their balance, and he's also been impressed by Atlantic's defense.
They don't really have a weak spot, on their defense. And like I said, they do a nice job. They fly around and they make plays. So we just got to we got to execute what we do, and we got to be sharp. And you know, we got some guys that have experience in the playoffs, so that might be a little advantage for us over Atlantic. But you know, they got a lot of seniors out there.
We'll have live coverage of that game tonight here on KJAN. You can hear more from Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon. Our final edition of the Pick'em Show, Who's Going to Win, will start at 5:55, followed by pregame at 6:30, and then kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also watch the live video stream of the game with us tonight on KJAN-TV. We'll be streaming the live video for you this evening on the TV page at KJAN.com. You can check that out, as we'll have that for you this evening as well if you can't make it to the game. Now, other games around the state tonight in the third round of the playoffs in Class 2A, Greene County will play at PCM. Also in eight-man football tonight, Newell Fonda will play at Audubon. Lamoni is at Cam, while Fremont Mills plays at Martinsdale St. Mary's. In Class A tonight, Nottoway Valley is at Grundy Center. Riverside plays at Logan Magnolia. St. Albert will host South O'Brien tonight. Class 1A, Pella Christian is at Van Meter, while Underwood plays at Mount Air. And in Class 3A tonight, Ballard is at Lewis Central. Harlan will be at home hosting Carlisle this evening. Now, it's been an emotional week for the Atlantic Community School District and football team. Atlantic senior Steele McLaren suffered a severe brain injury after falling out of the back of a pickup truck in an accident on Sunday afternoon. Steele is fighting for recovery at Nebraska Medicine in Omaha and has an overwhelming number of people supporting him. The outpouring of support from Atlantic, Southwest Iowa, and around the country started quickly after news spread. Multiple fundraisers have been organized, from apparel sales, meal events, online giving, and local bank donations. A prayer vigil was held on Tuesday night at the Trojan Bowl to support Steele, who is a starting defensive tackle for the Trojan football team. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said that was an important moment for the team.
Tuesday, practice was certainly, I kind of called it zombie-like, but that's just the way it was going to be. And we just needed to get out in the field, get a practice under us. It wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the worst either. And then, we had a prayer service for Steele on Tuesday night, and I think that really changed things for us. Wednesday, we had a great practice. We're giving ourselves a chance to win. So, after Tuesday, I kind of thought, oh, boy, this could be dicey. But Wednesday and Thursday, things really started, being put together.
Many other athletic programs have reached out to support Steele and the team, including this week's playoff opponent, West Marshall. Their head coach, Cody Hackett, said they want to do all they can to support Atlantic as they deal with that tragic event.
You know, you just never want to see that happen to anybody, and let alone one of your own teammates. And he's also a son, a friend, a brother. You just don't want to see those things. And, we're going to do everything we can as a community and as a football team to help the other team out. And whatever they need, we're here for them. I know they'd be here for us.
Coach McDermott said it certainly has been a different type of football this week, but he thinks the guys want the cathartic moment of being able to step on the field for a couple of hours.
You know, when something like this happens, or anything like this happens, really, a tragic event, it puts in perspective that, football is just really just a game. But then on the flip side of that, we need football, and just for 2 hours of our day, then we can, move on and do something else. So, it's been great. Our team, the players, their families, they've all tried to, as you mentioned, and rallied behind this and rallied behind Steele. So, our thoughts tonight are going to be just, simply about him and about playing football.
And again, you can hear more from Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview this afternoon at 4:45. And catch that game tonight. If you can't make it there, join us here on the radio or online with the live streaming video. University of Iowa football players Shadrick Byrd and Yahweh Judy have entered the NCAA transfer portal with the intention to transfer at the end of the fall semester. That announcement made Thursday by head football coach Kirk Ferentz. Byrd is a running back from Alabaster, Alabama, while Judy is a linebacker from Pompano Beach, Florida. Both players are redshirt freshmen. Judy's not seen game action. Byrd played on special teams in Iowa's opening contest. Iowa plays its first home game tomorrow in an empty Kinnick Stadium, as they'll host Northwestern. We'll have that game for you. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kickoff. Home football games for the University of Iowa won't have the same buzz this season because the usual 69,000 fans won't be around. One tradition will go on, though. At the end of the first quarter, the home opener tomorrow against Northwestern, players and coaches from both teams will turn to the nearby Stead Family Children's Hospital and wave at the young patients. That tradition's been in place for every Iowa home game since 2017. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, patients will have to stay in their rooms to wave back. Number 23, Iowa State, heads to Kansas Saturday, trying to get back on track after a tough loss to Oklahoma State. Cyclones still believe they have a chance to win the Big 12, but falling to the winless Jayhawks would make that nearly impossible. Kansas is trying to bounce back from a blowout loss to rival Kansas State. Iowa State quarterback Brock Purdy throws a pass during an NCAA college football game. It'll be the second game back for Jayhawks coach Les Miles after he missed the trip to West Virginia because of a positive COVID-19 diagnosis. And Clemson's bid for another undefeated regular season took a major hit. Quarterback and Heisman Trophy candidate Trevor Lawrence will miss Saturday's game against Boston College after testing positive for COVID-19. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.